Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies as well as news from Indian country. Treaties lie at the heart of the relationship between Indian nations and the United States, as noted on the National Museum of the American Indian website. While young American students are taught about the political founding fathers of the United States, very little is mentioned about the equally important and influential Native diplomats representing Indian nations. There is a notable legacy of political diplomacy between tribal leaders and U.S. government officials that composed over 370 treaties between the nations. The year 2017 marks a celebratory milestone in treaty making with Anishinaabe tribal nations located in Michigan, and so the Michigan Indian Education Council seeks to recognize Wednesday, November 1st, as Michigan Treaty Day. Michigan Treaty Day is designed to educate all citizens on the importance of treaties to everyone, and education is a central focus. Dr. Martin Reinhart shares that the first treaty to contain educational provisions between the United States and the Anishinaabe Three Fires Confederacy was the Treaty with the Wyandotte, 1817. It stipulates that the U.S. will provide education for the children of these tribes hereafter, in this sense, children referring to citizens of tribal nations. Reinhart serves as the president of the Statewide Indian Education Council and is an associate professor of Native American Studies at NMU. Reinhart comments that the Michigan Indian Education Council has encouraged communities throughout Michigan to hold events to bring awareness to American Indian treaties in our society as part of this 200-year anniversary recognition. Wednesday, November 1st also marks the start of the annual Native American Heritage Month celebrations around the country. Miigwetchin, thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.